message.
Some of us have a seemingly unquenchable hunger for chaos, a craving for calamity, and a penchant for the theatrical twists and turns of life. What drives us to seek out and sometimes even crave real-life drama like we have been cast on a reality show? There is no place where this addiction is more visible than on social media. On nearly all of the platforms, when we are scrolling through our feed, we will stumble upon fiery debates, scandalous breakups, gripping tales of betrayal and redemption, and those who have yet again, been victimized by one of life's tragedies. We've all been there, eyes glued to the screen, heart racing with every juicy detail. It may look like a train wreck, but it is an intriguing escape to our own stressful lives, so we refuse to look away. It can be a roller coaster ride of emotions that leaves us breathless, yet strangely exhilarated. Drama might provide us a temporary thrill, but instead of just becoming another form of entertainment, it can become a routine way of life. We can develop an insatiable appetite for chaos, constantly seeking out situations and relationships that keep our adrenaline pumping and our hearts racing. It is a complex interplay of psychology, biology, and past experiences. Some might suggest that it is an addiction. At the heart of this drama addiction is a deeply rooted need for stimulation and intensity. Just like some people are adrenaline junkies who thrive on extreme sports and risky behavior, drama addicts crave the emotional highs and lows that come with chaotic situations. The addiction is to the rush of adrenaline that floods our bodies when we are caught up in the midst of conflict or turmoil. Without it, life can feel dull and colorless, like a movie, with all of the exciting scenes just edited out. So what drives this need for stimulation? For many, it stems from a sense of emptiness or inadequacy, a feeling that our lives lack meaning or purpose. By immersing ourselves in other people's dramas, we temporarily distract ourselves from our inner turmoil and insecurities, and we find a sense of validation and significance in the chaos. It's like we are trying to fill a void within ourselves with the external drama, hoping that it will somehow make us feel whole and complete. This addiction to drama can also be a form of self-sabotage, a way of subconsciously fulfilling negative beliefs or expectations about ourselves. Deep down, some of us may believe that we do not deserve happiness, we do not deserve success, so we unconsciously seek out situations that reinforce those beliefs. We are stuck in this never-ending cycle of chaos and dysfunction, unable to break free from the patterns that keep us trapped in our misery. The most insidious aspect of our addiction to drama is the impact that it has on our relationships. For those addicted to drama, relationships become battlegrounds where internal conflict and insecurities can be acted out. Like most things, breaking free from the grip of addiction and drama begins with greater self-awareness and self-reflection. We need to take a hard look at our own behavior and motivations. Why are we drawn to drama? What is the void that we are trying to fill? When we can identify the underlying issues that are driving our addiction, we can begin to address them in healthier ways through therapy, self-care, or personal growth. By shining a light on its underlying causes and consequences, we can begin to unravel its hold on our lives and take the first steps toward a healthier, more fulfilling existence. Break free of the drama that is holding you back. Feed your spirit and desires for success instead of your thirst for conflict